From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Hundreds of thousands of Americans gathered across the United States Saturday at March for Our Lives rallies to demand tighter gun laws. The demonstrations, led by survivors of last month's Florida school massacre, which reignited public anger over mass shootings. One of the many powerful moments of the main rally in Washington, D.C., was when 9-year-old Yolanda Renee King spoke. She's the granddaughter of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. Demonstrations were also held in London, Paris, and Sydney in solidarity, as well as many other countries around the world. Gun rights advocates also are among the throngs of demonstrators in Washington, holding a counter rally just blocks away from the White House. This man said he went to Washington to support his constitutional right to own a firearm.
I believe that this whole march there got out here is just an emotional reaction to something that is very tragic, but is not founded in logic. Realities that, the right to own firearms is a right enshrined in our Constitution.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced Friday it is proposing a change to regulations to effectively ban bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic guns to function like automatic guns. Bump stocks have been the object of controversy since a mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada last year, where 58 people died. More coverage of this and the March for Our Lives on VOAnews.com. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military. This is VOA News.